Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff Funded BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance Program, results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level. But beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication to producing high-quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to bqa.org.
Well, today we caught a little bit of a rally. Live cattle finished anywhere from $1.30 to $1.42 higher. Technically speaking, we still have quite a bit of work to do to get back to the gap down it left on February 21st, which on the April live cattle, that gap's at $116.95. Right now, April closed at 111.50-ish. So still quite a ways away with the gap at 117. If you look at some of the retracement levels, if you do 50% from the high back in January to the low 7 or 8 trading days ago, 50% is 117.82. So we got a gap and 50% right around 117. So about $5.50 or so higher than where the April live cattle are. Feeder cattle. Didn't quite sell off as much as live cattle did on this sell-off, but today we were up 97 in March at 134.50. April's up $1.60 at 135.37. The technical side of that is we have a gap from about that same time, February 21st, on March feeders, and it's about 140. We're 134.50, so still have some work to do to get back to that gap. Box beef at midday was mixed here, up 21 on choice, down a dollar or so on select. And lean hogs today were about 50 to a dollar higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2020 Bull Sale, Saturday, March 7th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 85 Spring 2018 and Spring 2019 bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
Well, today's grain futures market was all over the board. We had corn up 3 to 5 cents. One thing to note about these grain markets is the lack of a carry. So what that means is the March corn is currently 387 and a quarter, up 5.5 cents. Maize at 385. So maize actually 2 cents cheaper. Typically, when you get a carry like that, it means there's a short-term supply shortage lifting the front month up. And that really doesn't seem to be the case with large, what I think are decent size. Stocks currently. December corn's 385.5, up a penny. The beans here are five higher in March at 898. Maize up 3.75. November beans are actually down 2.25, which is a new crop. The wheats were down 5 to 9 cents, with Kansas City down about 4 to 7. Chicago down anywhere from 6 to 9 cents. Cotton today finished up 13 at 63.96. Currently, the Dow Jones is about 850 points higher, 26,726. Of course, yesterday the big news was the emergency 50 basis point rate cut out of the Federal Reserve really helped out markets overall. And just the fact that they're going to stick, come in here and really support the market in the face of this global problem we're seeing and the possibility of slowdown.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.